Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I am your host, Alia, the Love Coach. I will share in this podcast the New Age concept, the Old Age concepts, metaphysical, energetical, psychological, and physical aspects of spirituality. I know that was a mouthful. I invite you to join me with curiosity. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome to episode 2. I am so excited to share. And today's topic is, you are the cause. When I came across this concept, I am the cause, I was mind blown. Because my life started making sense to me. Now, I'll help you understand in a little bit what you are the cause or I am the cause means. There are 7 laws in the universe. Now, some people will try to pick them apart and make them 14, 13, 10, but there are 7 major laws in the universe. If you really want to go deeper into that, there's a book I'll recommend called The Kabbalion. And I cannot tell the author from the top of my head, but it is a collection of knowledge. It comes from, it's a story of Hermes Mess. I'm just going to butcher that last name. Anyways, it's a collection of knowledge that you will find in the book called The Kabbalion. And you can study more about the universal laws. I'm going to be sharing more as we go forward in this little adventure that we have together. So one of the law is that there is a cause to every effect. There is an effect to every cause. And we as individuals that are living here, whenever we experience something, it is the effect of something that we have started. We might be aware of it, we might not be aware of it, but this is something we started. But in the moment when we are experiencing the effect, all we can do is judge and scream and cry, be in fear, and just wonder what's wrong with me, why this is happening to me. Never knowing, oh, I actually did it to myself. Now, sometime when we come across this principle or this concept, we reject it because it's so painful to accept it, because we human love to connect judgment to everything. And why we do that? Because we have ego. And one of the root of the ego is judgment. Soul does not judge. We are soul plus the ego. Soul does not judge, but ego judge. Because that's what makes us feel safe. So what we are going to do for this conversation, what I'm going to invite you to do, if you really want to understand this concept, and I kid you not when I say, if you just understand this concept, your life is going to change forever, forever and ever. So what we are going to do, I invite you to do, is put judgment aside. No judgment. Remember when we were kids and, you know, maybe we spilled milk and we got yelled at, what is wrong with you? Why did you do that? So every mistake that in our mind is a mistake, we attach so much judgment around it. What if when we spilled the milk and the parent just said, oh, okay, next time, you know, try not holding the carton of milk like at the edge or something, but there was no yelling, there's no punishment, there was no consequences to that. Let's say, what if that happened? Would you ever judge yourself when you will spill something? Or would you just say, you know, it was just a moment? So we are going to have that attitude of, it's just a moment. And we are going to actually understand how we create our life. Because once you understand this, there's so much in your life that you're going to understand. The challenges or the problems or the experience that I had in my life, they just activated this curiosity within me that I wanted to understand life. And I heard a lot that, you know, Life is mysterious. Nobody knows. God does things. He doesn't tell us. We don't know them. I wanted to know them. One thing I knew, that if you go out searching, you can find any answer. Because as God created those questions, he also created the answers. So I'm going to take you on a ride here to share those answers with you. So this life is not just mysterious to you anymore. So I'm going to go a little bit back and start from the place God created us all. There was a time that only God existed. At least that's what we know from the collective stories of every single religion, that God existed and that he created creation. And last episode, I talked a little bit about everything that God created is part of the universe, or collectively we call it the universe. And one of the creation God created is human. And sometimes we look at our life and we're like, why was I created? One of the popular opinion is we were created for worship. But then some people say, well, angels were created for worship and they do all the worship. Why God needed another creation to do the worship? What I have learned in my own understanding, that God created and that we continue that creation process. Humans are so unique as a creation that we know of, that we are aware of. We have the ability to create. We have that godlike element within us that you might be aware of it already, or you might not be, but every single one of us have experienced it, just not consciously. So today we are going to become a little conscious about that part of us. So you can think whatever, according to whatever your belief system is, why God created you. But one thing is very, very clear, that we have the ability to create. And he did create us to create. And there is something within each and every one of us that we are here to bring that out. We are here to take that energy from within us, and we are here to put it out, to materialize it. And in that process, we are actually learning how I am the cause of whatever I'm creating. So that is just to start, that God gave us the power to create. Now, I want to share with you how we have that God-given mechanism within us. So as we exist, God created divine spark. Divine spark came to a lower vibration, became a higher soul. Higher soul came to a lower vibration, became incarnated soul that exists in the 12th chakra of every human being. 12th chakra is right on top of your head, few inches above your head. This is me bringing the energy healer right here. That incarnated soul comes into the body, and now we have a human. And the soul is lodged on our heart chakra. So if you want to really connect with your purpose, the work that you'll be doing is not just setting another goal, is really learning how you can come out of your head and you can get into your heart. And as a being, live from your heart with your awareness in your heart. So that is just a little bit of anatomy of how we exist as a body and as a soul. Now, in your body, you have an instrument, an organ called brain. Brain has a lot of functions. That's why there's functions that we are still discovering. But another thing that brain does for us, beside running all the functions that it runs in our body, is it nurtures the ability to think. So our prefrontal cortex, which is like, you know, the forehead part of your brain, has the ability to think higher level, higher consciousness. We are going to consider that our conscious mind. If you want to be conscious of something, that is the part that gets lit up if you're under a brain scan as you become conscious of something. But then there's also the subconscious mind. Now, that subconscious mind is still a little bit of unknown. We are still trying to understand what is unconscious mind. One thing we know, unconscious mind is more like a field of energy around you. Every single cell of your body is connected with it, but your unconscious mind is also connected with the soul, because it exists more at a subtle, energetical existence. It's not really physical. You cannot really touch and say, oh, this is your unconscious mind. So we are going to think of unconscious mind more like an energy field that is connected with the current self of you and beyond you. It's connected with the non-physical part of you. That is your soul. So now, as you come into the human body, the day you're born, unconsciously from your soul, you are already bringing some wisdom that is latent in your unconscious mind. And sometime during hypnosis, many people have experienced it. They are able to tap into an energy or a part of their creativity that they had no idea existed. That is the gifts the soul is coming with. Every single one of us have them. And that subconscious mind also has the ability to get programmed and reprogrammed. So when we are living as a human, we don't have to remember everything. Sometimes we can just program stuff into our unconscious mind, forget about it, but we can retrieve it whenever we need it. So one of the very first things that happens between the age of 0 to 7, it gets programmed to who we are supposed to be if we want to survive, because survival is very, very important. So the parents that you're born to, you're inheriting part of their unconscious beliefs and their unconscious behavior and their unconscious mind as well, because it's an energy field. It passed down generation to generation. Yes, I have an element from my soul, but I also have an element from my parents as well. But that is the part, remember, I can program it over and over as many times as I want. And then I have the conscious mind, that is where I can at will think about something, focus on something. Now, what the conscious mind gives me the ability to do, it gives me the ability to think. We have very specific mental faculties, and right now I don't remember all of them from the top of my head. I believe there's about 5 or 7. One of them is imagination. I can imagine something and I can hold that image using my conscious mind. When I hold that image, the energy that moves through me, you call it soul, you call it spirit, you call it God's light, you call it life, but the energy that moves through me all day long, that keeps me alive, and it leaves, that is when we are pronounced dead. That energy is going to make that image material. If I hold an image with my conscious mind, the energy that is moving through me all day long is going to make it material. So let's say I'm holding the image of I'm going to ace my test. That happens. Now I want you to just take 1 second and think of something very recently happened that you were really visualizing, imagining, hoping it will happen, and then it happened. And now also think of something you were holding, visualizing, imagining, you were wishing it doesn't happen, but then it happened. And you were like, I really didn't want it to happen. Why God let it happen? The energy that moves through us, it's deductive in nature, which means it's not going to stop and pause and say, hey, what you're holding, that image right now, is not good for you. And what you're holding, that image, is good. So I'm going to make this happen. Now, this point can really bother a lot of people, because we think of God is giving me all the problem because he wants to test me. He wants me to become a better human, or he will reward me when I will leave this plane. Whatever my soul comes with, there are very specific challenges. There's very specific aspects of it that it wants to develop. That's why it's here. Yes, a challenge will come in front of me. And yes, when I'll go through that, I will become a stronger person. But it's not like God is standing there and punishing you or giving you a harder assignment than the one next to you. It's not coming from that. It's coming from your own thoughts. When I think something very specific, and that thought could be inspired by my soul, that thought could be inspired by my surrounding, that thought could be inspired by my unconscious mind, the way it was programmed in my childhood, that thought could be coming because my mom told me so. But when I hold that thought, an image gets created, whether I am aware of it or I am not aware of it. And when that image gets created, the energy that's moving through me creates that image. We all have heard a different version of it, that, you know, God just say be and it come to be. And in English, we say, so be it, so it is. And in Arabic, I forgot. I know the parts from the Quran says, kun fayakun, and God just say and it becomes. But for us human, we have the similar aspect. Yeah, it takes time for it to materialize. God existed in the non-physical plane. So as he thinks, as he says, it becomes materialized right away. Or whatever it is, whatever it is. For us, we are in much denser existence, a human existence. So how it works for us, we'll have a thought. It could be conscious or unconscious. It could be inspired by our soul, or it could be just inspired by our own fears. It could be coming from anywhere. We hold that thought, we focus on it, and an image gets created, and that image gets materialized if we hold it long enough. But every single thought that I have ever thought of exists as etheric existence around me. The more refined and higher quality and beneficial thoughts I think, the higher energy I have around me. When I think of lower quality, fearful, lower vibration, vibrational thoughts, the energy around me is lower. Now, based on my own free will, whatever I focus on becomes the cause of what effect I will experience later on. It could be a lot of concepts to take, so I'm going to go a little slow. So let's say if I came in this world as a soul, I came in this world to connect more with love. That was the goal. Soul knew, part of my unconscious knew. So then what would be ideal? I would come to a home where I'm not going to receive that much love. Because if I receive a lot of love, then where am I going to learn or, like, you know, strengthen that muscle? For example, if you want to strengthen your body, but your body is already strong, where is the growth process? So then I will come to a home where there's not a lot of love. So now my unconscious mind is further getting programmed to not love myself, to not love myself. And what that happened, I grow up to be a person who unconsciously think really bad stuff about me. Like, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy of love, because nobody ever loved me, right? And then that is the life I start creating, because those are the unconscious thoughts that I'm holding on to. Every unconscious thought is creating an image. One of the very cool things that I learned in my metaphysical studies is that my conscious mind is sending out a signal all the time. When I am holding a thought, I'm not holding a thought, I'm focusing on my computer, I'm focusing on the candle, there's a thought going on. Our brain thinks, I believe, about 50,000 thoughts per few seconds. There's a lot of thoughts that we are thinking at any given time, but we are not very aware of it. And don't quote me on the numbers. Numbers are not my game, but there are a lot of thoughts going on any given time. So those thoughts are sending out a signal to the universe, a non-physical signal that you cannot see. We understand at this point in this day and age what a cell phone signal is, what a radio signal is. So it's not very hard to understand that your brain is actually an antenna. It is sending out signals. Your unconscious mind, that is an energy field around you, is also sending out signals. But your unconscious mind signal is always stronger than your conscious mind. So if you are having or living through an effect that you don't like, that effect could be troubled relationships, troubled in finances, not a very healthy body. Usually those are the three things that we are very concerned about when it comes to our own personal life. If that is the effect that you're going through, you have to find the cause in your thoughts. That's how you are a creator of your own life. The challenges that you're going to go through, yes, your soul contributes to choosing those challenges. You can say, my soul decided it. You can say, God gave it to me. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. But once you come into this physical plane, you are running the show. You have free will. You are the cause of what you are creating. God will always help you. Yesterday, I talked a little bit about the guides that we have around, the non-physical help that we have around. I'll go in a little bit in detail with that. God will always help you. You can always ask for more help, but what your creator is not going to do is act on your behalf. You have to act. You have to learn to choose a different thought. You have to learn to focus on something different, because you are a creation of free will. Animals don't have free will. They have a very programmed system in that. A squirrel wakes up, go out to look for food, eat food, play, go to sleep. You will never see a squirrel sitting there contemplating life or saying, you know what, I'm going to write a book about being a squirrel. But humans do that. We have a free will to do whatever. We can live as whoever we want. We can be something 10 years of our life and somebody completely different for next 10 years of our life. And that comes from, we have the ability to reprogram our subconscious mind. Maybe you were born into a very difficult family and you have very hard time loving yourself or doing whatever, but then you can become a completely different version of you. You have that ability that makes you the cause. God is not going to come down and take you right or left inside your mind. But when you do go right or left in your mind, God is going to provide the resources. Oh, You want to be an actor now. Okay, you have made the decision. You're holding the thought. You're going to draw all the help and resources who are going to help you become the best actor that this world has ever seen. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I was talking about, let's say, if I came here to learn to love, that is the natural, like, you know, thing that I'm bringing at a soul level with me. Came to a not a very loving home, grew up to be a very negative thinking person about myself. What's going to happen? Am I going to attract somebody who's going to treat me like amazing, or am I going to attract somebody who's going to treat me exactly how I treat myself inside my thoughts? It's the second one. On the surface, it could look whatever. That is the effect of the cause that is there. Now, I can sit and judge myself and I can say, what is wrong with you? Why were you so negative? Why did you create this chaos for yourself? Or I can say, okay, this is what's going on. I understand. I am causing it. First, I want to understand, keeping all the judgment aside, why am I causing it? What is it that my soul wants me to learn here? And one thing I learned is, and I just said it in the terminology, what is it that God wants me to learn here? And God wanted me to learn to let go and be able to see what my soul purpose is. And when I focus on that, when I look at that, the pain starts to diminish a little bit, because pain was coming from me attacking myself. When we get mistreated by other people, it's not that that how they treated us hurt us. The pain really comes from, why did I let this person treat me this way? Why did I not stand up for myself? That resentment is always focused towards you. Unconsciously, that's what's going on. On the surface, it's like, how dare this person do this to me? But deep down, if you really quiet down your mind, you're just saying to yourself, why did I let this person do this to me? And we don't want to go to a place when we are trying to understand our life where we are turning against ourselves. No, we are not going to do that. That beats the purpose of understanding how I have caused it. So when I put all the judgment, guilt, and shame aside and I look at it, okay, that's what's going on. What is it that I'm here to learn? Okay, my soul wanted to master love, release this person with love. And I can only do that when I tap into that unlimited love within me. Now, the challenge would be to connect with that love, to grow as that newer version of me that is going to think different and going to create different. When we come to that place where we have no choice but to become honest, most of us run away and we choose to live in bitterness for the rest of our life, either blaming God, either blaming people, either blaming ourselves. But all it requires is a little bit of openness, a little bit of curiosity, and learning who I really am. I am a creator. I am the creator of my own experiences. God is always going to provide me help, but I need to control the direction where my life goes, and I can do that by thinking where I want to take it. By thinking the thoughts that are going to change that direction. Imagine if we create a car. Like right now, we are at the level that there are some electric cars. Imagine a time comes when you're sitting in the car and all you're thinking, you're not even speaking, there's no voice command going on. You're just thinking, go right, and your car turns right. And then you look, okay, after 5 blocks, turn left, and your car does that. That is the technology that you are and your life is. And this universe is created that way. One of the things that I learned studying mental sciences is that the universe is mental. It works on the thought vibration. It works on a very specific energy. frequencies. And the more you study physics, maybe it can start making sense to you. But if you don't have a PhD in physics and you're like, okay, I really want to shift my life, shift your thoughts. It's not going to be easy, because most of your thoughts come from your unconscious mind. We think habitually. We don't think consciously. What we want to do is think consciously. Now, let's say if you don't do any of this, if you're like, you know, I'm just going to be another human and I'm just going to live my life. Everybody's living their life. They are not creating their life. Why would I do that? You will get to experience a life that comes from collective consciousness. If you are not standing up and saying, this is where I want my car to go, it is going to get influenced by any of the thought signals that are around you. And let me share with you, we all have that experience. For example, do you remember a time when some significant event happened in the world? A very, very big significant event happened in the world, and you felt it, even though it was not happening in your town or your country, but you felt it. That feeling that you felt was collective consciousness. When the world is going through, like, let's say one country of the world is going through a war, it's on the news, everybody's feeling it, the collective consciousness is down. And there are ways, and we have already scientifically measured the frequency of the collective earth, the field around it. Earth has its own field around it. It goes lower on that very specific day. So if you are not consciously creating your life, if you're not using your conscious mind, if you're not reprogramming your conscious mind, if you're not using your imagination the right way, you are going to live your parents' life just a little bit better. You're never going to get a chance to figure out who you are, who you came here to be. What is it that your soul wanted to do while it's here? When we get inherited that unconscious mind from our parents, we pretty much live on our parents' timeline. I was pretty much living on my mom's timeline. Once I realized that, I was like, okay, I want to figure out who I came here to be. And that required unlearning a lot of the ways that I was programmed. And sometime in the beginning, that could feel like you're betraying your family. But the truth is, you're just being loyal to your family by adding that soul into the lineage that came here to be whoever it wants to be. Your family lineage attracted that soul that you are. They need that very specific gift. And your generations who are going to come after you, whether they are your kids, whether they are your nieces and nephew, they need that aunt or uncle that you are. And when you create that shift, it's going to create an energetical shift in your family lineage. I have personally seen, ever since I have been on my path, how much my family has changed. And I see how much of my clients' families change within a year of them starting doing this kind of work, where they are becoming more conscious of what they are thinking. They are shifting the way they are thinking, where they don't give in to their habitual unconscious behavior or thoughts. They start questioning their thoughts, because that is the power your creator gave you. If you don't use it, it's almost like, you know, you're getting late to work every day, but then there's a, you know, a Ferrari parked in your garage that you just refuse to acknowledge that can take you to your workplace really, really fast. So while we are sitting here all complaining, why my life is so miserable, why I'm going through all this pain, why God is not helping me, while God is saying, I gave you everything, you have to learn to drive that car. You need to trust it will take you places that you want to go. It's very, very important for us to learn who we are as a human, who we are as a soul. What are the gifts that I have within me that want to come out? Yes, we all have bills to pay. We all have responsibilities and we all have a career that we want to run. But taking a few minutes just to learn who you are and how you can actually create your life to be however you want it to be. You have that within you. And the challenges that you're going to go through, life is not going to be like, you know, there will be no more challenge once you learn how to think consciously. The challenges that you're going to go through are going to be exactly what you need to expand, to become who you are here to become. So whatever challenge you are going through right now, if you have judgment around it, this is the time to let go of that judgment. If you're feeling guilt and shame around it, this is the time to let go of that judgment and just become curious. Why am I going through this? Why my soul is choosing to go through this? Not from a negative place, but from a very curious, positive place of possibility. And it's very important for us to learn, who am I as a human? Because human is always limited. Our physical body has its own limitations because our body comes with brain. Brain has also the logical side to it, which we, of course, need to live in this plane of existence. It also creates ego. There is also darkness within us, which I'll be sharing more about in one of the next episodes. But we also have soul. If a human never learned how to connect with their soul, they are going to live a limited life. But once you learn how to connect with your soul, now you're unlimited. If you have ever heard, there's unlimited power within you, there's unlimited possibilities within you. Yes, my friend, that is true. But the fine print is you have to learn how to connect with your soul. And I'll show you just a very quick way how you can do it. Yeah, deeper work would be to move from your heart to from your head to your heart and just get used to of living from your heart. And that requires a lot of inner work and healing because it's not just a one-way ticket that you get and you can get on a plane and get to that destination. It's not just like that. But there's something else that you can do right away. So imagination is mental faculty, but something is required to hold your imagination, and that is faith. Faith, vision, courage are three of the faculties of your soul. If you're being courageous in a moment, you're saying the things that you're afraid to say, you're tapped into your soul's energy. Somehow, you were able to get out of your head and connect with your heart and connect with that knowing within you. I know it can be different. You're already tapped into your soul. When you let yourself have a vision for your life, you're already tapped into your soul. Vision does not come from your ego. It can come from comparison. You're comparing yourself to your sibling, to your friends, to the society in general, to your friends. But if that vision is coming from deep within you, you're like, you know what? I can see my life being different. You're tapped into your soul. And when you hold that vision, that image in front of you, and you don't waver, and you have faith, it can be mine. I can be a different person. Right now, I'm a very depressed person, but I do see myself being happy. It is possible. You're already tapped into your soul. When you really want to become the cause of your life and not just keep experiencing the effect and not knowing the cause, you will tap into your soul and also your physical body. Understanding how it works, bringing those two together, bridging them together, that is when you come in harmony with the way this universe is created. This universe is created on very specific laws. Even if we look at the sun and the moon, is there anybody standing there telling the moon, go this way, don't turn that way, no, you'll run into the earth, no, you'll hit Mars? No, there's nobody. What is it that keeps them in a very specific orbits? What is that force that keeps them there? For those of us who have studied physics, okay, we understand that. There are very specific laws of energy and motion and this and that. Those are the same laws that run you and me. God is not coming down and appearing in front of you and going to tell, hey, remember the thought that you just thought right now? Don't think that next time. It's not good for you. That's not going to happen. We live in a very different plane where God is not coming down. But what will happen if you have a desire to create a different life? He will send you, and you're asking for that help. You will hear maybe this podcast, maybe another lecture on YouTube. You will hear a friend say something. You might hear somebody say something while you're waiting in the line for to get your coffee. It can happen anywhere. Now that takes me a little bit into the help that we have around us. So this part, I will say, take it or leave it. If it feels appealing to you, embrace it. If it feels like, no, that's too much for me, Alia, that's too much just out of where my mind can go right now, that's okay too. So when the soul decides to come into the physical body, the soul is not alone. We are never alone. In some religion, I know Islam is one of the religion, we learn there's like, you know, four angels with you all the time. They'll protect you. And if you want more angels for protection, you can ask for more. There are those protection being with you. That's when you're about to put your foot on the road to cross. And they know that there's a car coming. All of a sudden, you'll just pull back. And then you'll be like, why did I pull back? And then there would be a car just zooming past you. And then you just take a deep breath, or you're like, oh, thank God for saving me. You do get inspired by that help that is all the time around you. Another aspect is that when you're coming here as a soul to learn something very specific, you're going to have some very specific guides all around you. They could be part of your lineage. They could be ascended masters. Who are ascended masters? Those are the soul who really reached a high level of development while they were in human body. So I know for like, you know, general population, I have heard like, you know, in Islam a lot. I know in Christianity, we hear a lot too. The destination is to get to the heaven. Like everyone is working towards like, will I get into heaven or not? Right? We are working on that. But when you go to specific spiritual communities, that's not even like, you know, the main goal. The main goal is to become one with divine spark. And divine spark is like the closest we are to God. God created divine spark. Divine spark came to a lower level, became higher self, came to a lower level, became incarnated soul, came to a lower level. We are in a human form. So when that is the goal, and there are some souls, some like, you know, human who, while they were in a human body, they were able to achieve a very high level of development and really feel that connection with divine spark. When they leave this plane, they do get to choose other souls to inspire and company, kind of like mentorship. and you don't know how many mentors you have. And another aspect to it is when you are sleeping and on the other side of the world, those people are awake, our soul leaves our body. We are in the etheric world when we are sleeping. You don't know that you could be the guide on somebody else on the other side of the world who is awake in those hours. Because there's so much about soul that we can learn, we can understand. And I know some people who are listening to this be like, well, science haven't proven it. Science is very recent. It's about 300 years old, 300 to 400 years old. Before science existed, still people knew a lot about soul because we were using so many other technologies. And just I explained to you how much exists in a human body, and wait till I get to the backbone, what is hidden in our backbone. All these technologies existed way, way, way before we know what we know science to be today, the experiments and coming up with the theories and then, you know, hypothesis and then experimenting on it. Before all this existed, our intellect already existed. So those guides are always around you, guiding you. And especially when you are awakening, you start to hear them more. You start to communicate with them more. When you start to, and some people feel it as like some people can actually see stuff because their clairvoyance start to open up. Clairvoyance, for those of you who don't know the word, it's ability to see stuff that is not seen with the physical eyes. For example, maybe you're seeing something, but your friend standing next to you, they cannot see it. So you could be the clairvoyant person who has the ability to see it. Same way we have clairaudience, or you can hear stuff that other people cannot hear. That's what I started to experience. Some people, they just feel it. They just know it. They can't really put it in words or pictures, but they just know it. But all that is around you, that comes with the package that you are a soul that is in a human body. And no matter what you're going through, there are so many beings around you, whether you call them guides, you call them angels, whatever makes you feel comfortable, whether you say like, you know, God is talking to me, whatever makes you feel comfortable with the terminology, you are never alone. You have so much non-physical help around you. And whatever change that you want to create, for example, today you're learning about, oh, I am the cause of whatever I'm experiencing. I need to pay attention to what I'm thinking. It's not God doing it to me. It's me doing it to myself, keeping the judgment, guilt, and shame on the side. So we can really learn to create a life that we are here to create, or we want to create, or we desire to create. So we can really walk on our soul's path. What this soul came here to do. Most likely it didn't come here to suffer for the rest of its life. By shifting the things within you, by utilizing the God-given mechanism that is within you and creating a different life, you can ask help. You can even say, you know, make it easy for me to focus on what I really want. You'll see that happen. Sometimes I just close my eyes and I'm like, you know, God, I need a miracle here. I can't really see what I need to see. Show it to me. You can see that. Sometimes we need something more tangible because we are human. We have our ego. It wants to see things more physical. I would just say like, you know, I'll close my eyes and I'll be like, you know, let me hear. Let me hear what I need to hear. One time I had such a cool experience. One time the voice told me exactly the person who will connect with me today and they will start working with me today. And I was like, well, I don't even have that person's number. how would it happen? But that is the kind of magic that happens when we start coming in alignment with who we are as a soul and not just get hooked on to, oh, this is who I am as a person. I am personality, this, this, and that. I am this, this, and that. There's so many numbers and letters that we attach when we start studying our own behavior. Well, my friends, you are something way bigger than you can ever imagine yourself to be. And what I'm going to invite you today is to become a little bit more curious about who you are as one of the highest creation created that we know of. Become curious about it. Question. Look for the answers. Who I am beyond what I think I am. And you would definitely be blown away to what you will find. I am still finding things about myself, who I am as a soul. And, you know, the fearlessness that I experience at this point, of course, there's more fears that I will be working through and facing. But whatever I experience today comes from the soul. When I start to spin, I just take a moment and I say, I am the soul. I am the light. Everything is within me. I need to take the responsibility. I cannot just keep blaming my creator. He created one of the most powerful beings called me. It's my job to learn what is it about me that makes me so powerful. And then use those tools to shift my life so I can benefit myself, but I can also share that with the world. Whatever gift is within us, it's never just for us. It's for the whole world. The work that I am doing today, this is my soul's path. I had to go through a very interesting path to get here. But now that I'm here, I am living my happiest life. That's not an understatement. The happiest I have ever been in my life is now. And I am sharing that with other people. It's not just for me. It is also to share with other people. So I invite you to become curious about how you are the cause for whatever you're experiencing, using your God-given faculties to create the shift, ask for help, know that there's invisible help around you at all time, and then share that with other people, share that with the world. And that is what we are here to do. One of the things I learned, that humans are here to learn how to love each other. That is the hardest thing to do. Why? Because if I want to truly love you, I need to learn to love myself too first. If I don't love myself, all the love that I'm putting on you is coming from a place of, I need you. I don't want you to run away from me. So let me just give you all this love. But when I love me, when I am not afraid that you would leave me, then I just give you love without ever expecting anything in return. We are here to learn about ourselves, because when we learn about ourselves, we also learn about our creator. That higher power that created me, I am so simple yet complicated, and everything how is inside of me, what a masterpiece I am. I also learn about my creator. And then I get to share it with everyone else. And we are in that moment in history. World needs every single one of us to step into our light. When you become the cause of your own life and life experiences, when you own that responsibility, you just step into your own light. And that is the biggest favor that you can do for each and every human who's on this planet. Thank you so much for listening today. If you found this helpful, please share with someone else. And I am sending you so much love And I will see you all on the next episode. Bye.